the first section coming down the East Fork from Lake Mendocino until you meet the West Fork at the area they predictably call the Forks. The river's a little murky. The last 5 years of dam releases are very turbid, so it's hard to see fish like you can where the water's more clear downstream in Sonoma County. Back in the 50s, after they built Lake Mendocino, the Army Corps built a Coyote Dam, and predictably when you put up a dam, usually you see a lot of downstream erosion because you're trapping all the sediment upstream. So in the 50s, they put what they called jack lines up. Basically, they were 6-inch steel I-beams that were about 12, 15 feet long, and they bolted them in kind of a star formation and then threw holes in the end, ran 3/4-inch steel braided cable, and then ran those in series along the banks. Unfortunately, as we saw these things over time, the banks are steadily eroding, and some of these have literally ended up in the middle of the river. So we're kind of pointing out the potential navigation hazard to the Army Corps. They've never been down this stretch of river, so it's really instructive for them to see what their predecessors built, how it's causing a little problem, and start thinking about what we can do about that, make boating safer, which is part of the whole idea of the Confluence. One of the places we passed by, there was a number of open pit mines proposed by the river in North Ukiah 6-7 years ago. A couple of those proposals were shelved. We actually, at Russian Riverkeeper, filed a lawsuit and actually stopped one of those from getting built. But now mining has been halted indefinitely in the Ukiah Valley because the river is into a deep, deep channel. Passed quite a few agricultural pumps for community water systems. And then every once in a while you see a clearing. Someone's got a big pipe in the water for farms or for people's homes. Once you hit the forks, the channel between the trees on either side of the river, it opens up almost double the width. Coming out of the East Fork from Lake Mendocino, it's probably only about 75 feet wide. Down on the main stem, it's anywhere from 100 to 150, 200 feet wide. So opens up quite a bit. The grade is a little slacker. The upper stretch is a lot steeper. In 0.9 miles, you're dropping almost 30 feet, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in a boat, when you've got a good current, we had about 240 cubic feet of water per second going down this channel. It's just very energetic, moving extremely fast. And there was a couple sections where the East Fork is probably 12 feet wide, dropping through little staircases. When you get to the West Fork, really opens up, the velocity slows by over 50%. And it becomes a little more lazy. Definitely not as hectic as that first stretch, and we'll be facing a similar stretch above Cloverdale.